One of my favorite expressions that I have, I've kept kind of out, I have a few sayings that have guided me over the years, was be careful, how does it go? I just lost my mind again. I had this in mind all day and it's gone. Make sure that you know where you're going or you may not get there. In other words, know where you are going. A lot of people go through life without the slightest idea of what's coming or that life has any goal whatsoever. The key to this whole feast for us is in the first reading, the opening prayer. I read it again just to check the exact wording, which is that help us to see heaven as our final goal with the help of the Virgin Mary. So we have this goal in mind. The Assumption is a feast of great joy, and it's a feast of great hope. This world, for us, we need a feast in which we can see where we're going. The Assumption of the Virgin Mary is a reminder that she has a body and a soul in heaven. There are many others who have them, and of course, our Lord is one, obviously, and there are a number of saints in the New Testament that rose from the dead after Christ did in their bodies. All of us are destined one day to have our bodies and our souls reunited. I've often said I wonder why we need a body, you know, to soon not have one in the world to come, but we're not complete without them. And so in meditating on the Virgin Mary, we meditate on our own future. I read something that St. Maximilian Kolbe wrote. Yesterday was his feast day, the eve of the Assumption, and he was the saint that gave his life for someone else in Auschwitz, and whose life was so holy that the Nazis gave him a funeral service when he died, which is unbelievable. He had that kind of impact while he lived. He was starved to death, and he lasted 10 days. But he said, imagine, if you will, Father, Son, and Spirit living in all eternity. They did not have a creation. They have always existed, and they always will. Now imagine Mary, a creature like us, who was born at a specific moment in time, and who received the angel Gabriel, who was also a created being, who comes in from another dimension, another world, and tells Mary that she's going to give birth to the second person of the Trinity, what's called the hypostatic union, meaning that what Mary gave birth to, whom she gave birth to, was both true God and true man. He began his earth, this part of his existence from Mary. And so even in heaven, God, the second person of the Trinity, looks at Mary, his creature, and calls her mother. Think about that one for a minute. Imagine that. I've thought about it for the last 2 days. It just blows my mind. She is his mother. And that raises all humanity to an incredible dignity, including the humanity in the womb. This is a very pro-life day. You notice that the infant in Elizabeth's womb is filled with the Holy Spirit. I think that the world in which we are going to is a world in which everything is going to be turned upside down. And the only way to see this feast is to look at it through the eyes of the Virgin Mary. She says, the way to see where we're really going is this way. He scatters the proud in their conceit, the proud that don't need the scriptures, the proud that don't need God, the atheists, the people of this world who see only this world. For them, this is all there is. The proud, the conceited, those who don't need God, they are the ones that are blind. He's going to, he will scatter the proud in their conceit. The mighty, the high and mighty, the ones that are riding very high right now will be cast down, and the lowly will be lifted up. So it is in our lowly moments that we see the truth of this world. That's why even our sufferings have great value, because they help us give us sharp insight. They help us to see. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. When we are rich, when we have everything, when we are in need of nothing, we can't see the world to come, because in a way we don't want it. We've got everything we want here. It's only when we are aware of our needs that we begin to long for a world to come. Joe was telling me that on the way down here, they got stuck in for 3 hours on Interstate 5. It is at times like that that we begin to realize that we are longing for something more than what this world can offer. You know, it's when our world begins to break down a little bit that we begin to long for the world to come. And so Mary had a life that was, you know, she was not born in a golden chair. You know, she lived a very difficult life. She lived to see her son crucified. She probably lived for several decades after Christ died, probably witnessed the destruction of Jerusalem as a result of the rejection of her son. She was the only person who'd seen everything from beginning to end. And although she is the Queen of Heaven, she is still human and is still our mother, the mother of the church, the mother of all believers. And by imitating her, by looking at her, we begin to get a sense of the great dignity of our own futures. We are living in a very brief moment of time here. Our lives are very short. It is extremely important on a feast like this that those of us who have come to this feast will be forever blessed, I think, especially if we can get a real sense of where we're going. We should never lose sight of the goal, which is heaven. Heaven is our final goal. In the darkest moments, we can think about the Assumption of Mary and the fact that we too are going to share in that. We too are going to rise from the death of this world into a world that will never end. And that is the great mystery of this feast.